June 18. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5. How many cling with tenacious grasp to their self-termed dignity, which is only self-esteem? These seek to honor themselves instead of waiting in humbleness of heart for Christ to honor them. In conversation, more time is spent in talking of self than in exalting the riches of the grace of Christ. True holiness and humility are inseparable. The nearer the soul comes to God, the more completely is it humbled and subdued. When Job heard the voice of the Lord out of the whirlwind, he exclaimed, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job 42:6. It was when Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord and heard the cherubim saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, that he cried out, Woe is me, for I am undone. Isaiah 6:3-5. Daniel, when visited by the holy messenger, says, My comeliness was turned in me into corruption. Daniel 10:8. Paul, after he was caught up into the third heaven and heard things that was not lawful for man to utter, speaks of himself as less than the least of all the saints. Ephesians 3:8. It was the beloved John who leaned on Jesus' breast and beheld his glory, who fell as one dead before the angel. The more closely and continuously we behold our Savior, the less shall we see to approve in ourselves. He who catches a glimpse of the matchless love of Christ counts all other things as loss and looks upon him as the chiefest among 10,000 and as the one altogether lovely. As seraphim and cherubim look upon Christ, they cover their faces with their wings. Their own perfection and beauty are not displayed in the presence and glory of their Lord. Then how improper it is for men to exalt themselves. Let them rather be clothed with humility. Cease all strife for supremacy and learn what it means to be meek and lowly of heart. He who contemplates God's glory and infinite love will have humble views of himself, but by beholding the character of God, he will be changed into his divine image.